Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 631. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's our host. Ah, shit. Nobody's here. Huh, okay. You know what that means. Cue the music!
Never seen no psychiatrist, I've never seen no shrink. These lonely thoughts, they're all that I think. It feels so lonely when I stand by that sink. Gin and tap water is a lonely man's drink.
That's right. It's Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 631. Drinking Alone, episode 1. And for this one, I've got another David Bowie beer by the same brewery. This is Eagle Park's Bowie's Spacesuit Nectaron. It's a hazy IPA. I don't really like hazy IPAs, but I do really like David Bowie. And we're going to add a little zing and some zap to this one by adding a second beverage to the mix. I'm going to go out on a limb, out on a whim, and get some whims. Whims is one that we've talked about before in the show. It's a... see if I can get this to crack into the mic here. Nope. It's like basically a packet of goop, I think is the scientific term. And it like... So I just cracked it, and it looks like just a teeny little splooge in the bottom of a glass. And so I'm going to mix it with some sparkling water. This is the lemon... What is this shit? Lemon basil, I think? Flavor of whims. And I'm mixing it with Klarbrunn lemon flavor. Which you think would go well and doesn't go well. I tried it a few days ago. It doesn't work, but... Ugh, smells like crap. Because I'm committed to the experiment of doing drugs, this is, Whims is it's a cannabis product, that's like a goop you mix with beverages. So, the goop is the Whims, the beverage is the water, plus also I have a beer over here. It is really tempting to, like, I'd love to get a blank slate, like a PBR, and mix it with, like, a shot of espresso and a Whims, and just be like, yeah, this is just a glass of go crazy, but I'm not going to do that, especially not at the night times. I can't have caffeine now. I won't sleep. Although I did have a Whims the other day, and it affected my sleep deeply because I was freaking out a little bit. I had some crazy dreams. Really, some straight-up crazy dreams. But it's a little earlier tonight, so I think I'll be okay. Hold on. Let's drink the beer first. Yeah, that's some hazy IPA shit. I don't know. It's like some really normal hazy IPA shit. It's got a little bit more like a rich earthiness to it than I'm used to out of a hazy, which is kind of a welcome change. It reminds me a little bit of way back in the day, like 2012 or something. We made a radish IPA, which was a real pain in the ass to make. Like we put radishes in a Vitamix or some shit. And, like, cheeseclothed out the juice and put it in. And you could really taste the radish. And I think the radish complemented the hop well. But added a lot more earthy flavor. Like, it tasted like dirt in a good way. How I described it at the time. And this has a little bit of that vibe, which I'm really digging. Also, I should say, if there are any pauses in here, two things to note. One is, I don't have other people talking to, like, fill my dead air. The other is, I've decided not to edit this. This is all going to be raw and uncut. So when I say hilarious things, like when I won't do that. Never mind. I was going to say something about it. I want to say something funny. It's like, it's all off the cuff. But I'm not going to say funny stuff. I'm going to drink this other thing here. It smells like shit. Ugh. Ugh. Deeply unpleasant. But weirdly, the thing about how bad it tastes, but also what I know is, you know, the drug payload, so to speak, is it makes me want to just chug it. It kind of makes me want to, like, squirt the weird squirt jizz directly into my mouth. It tastes so bad. But there's something about the drinking of it that I like. Most of my cannabis intake has been gummies, which has been good. Like, I you know, it's nice that, the nice thing about eating a gummy is I don't cough for 15 minutes straight after I eat a gummy, which has been my experience. I've very limited experience, hitting pipes, bongs, joints. Really, anytime I smoke anything, my body rejects it immediately. And sometimes I get high on cannabis, and that part is nice. But I do, it does, like, you know, the natural reaction that your body has is negative, and I don't like that negative feeling. And so, the good scientists at, you know, Cannabis Gummy Corporation, I don't even remember who makes those. Who makes those? Microdose, I think, is the... Now that's a term, but I do think that is the name of the brand of gummies. I'm not sure. They do taste a little bit like weed, but not like disgustingly. Just like, you know, they're worse than candy because they taste a little bit like weed. But oh boy, these waters with the jizz in them, they taste like shit. Oh man, let me get a good swig in here. Ugh. Yep, I hate that. I gotta take a bigger sip every time just to get rid of it. But I will say there's a different cannabis beverage. The brand is Dilly Dally, I think? That's gotta be right. Dilly Dally. They sell it at Hop House, and Emily and I have debated a lot. Like, does Hop House make these, or are they just the only distributor, or what? We really don't know. But the tangerine ones taste great, and the, there's one that's Fruity Pebbles flavored. Obviously, they don't say Fruity Pebbles in the can, because they get in trouble. It's like Yummy Pebbles or some shit. I don't remember what it says on the can. But it tastes a hell of a lot like Fruity Pebbles. It's great. But it's 10 milligrams cannabis, which is it's a lot for some of us, and it has proven difficult for me to coerce my wife into drinking it because I think it's too much cannabis for her, insofar as it is any. But it's yummy, so I think that's my best bet. Can I take out this up here? Yep. Ugh. I'm about halfway through it. I still hate it. Sorry, I got a burp. I did that away from the mic, so hopefully it didn't pick it up. Alright, so what else we got? So I've been watching a lot of the YouTube series Roll for Sandwich, which is a little bit what it sounds like. If you haven't seen it already, I recommend looking it up, because, like, there's hundreds of these, and they're, like, 3 to 4 minutes long, mostly. So, like, you know, watch two of them. If it sucks, then, you know, whatever. Move on with your life. You didn't waste that much time. But it's basically he has, you know, a list of 6 breads. Rolls a die. 6 out of die. Oh, okay, I'm making the sandwich with rye bread. And then he pulls up his list of meats. Rolls a die. Oh, roast beef. Then he rolls for cheese. He rolls for roughage, which is, like, vegetables, but also, like, grapes and shit. Yeah, vegetal. And then sauce and wild magic. Just wild shit is the ideas. And some of the sandwiches turn out good, and some of them turned out bad. The most interesting ones are the ones that, like, it seems like they should be gross, because, like, it has, you know, kimchi and fish in it. But then he's like, actually, this rules. You should try it sometime. And I won't, because I'm a coward. But it has made me think, if I get back into the brewing game, I should do a roll for brew, which is a little bit more of an investment than a roll for sandwich, because it costs a lot more to brew a batch of beer. And also takes a lot more time. But like a roll for malt, roll for hop, yeast, and then like, what's an extra fun component? You know, like roll for adjunct, I guess it would be. Because I talked about radish. What else have I put in beer that shouldn't go in beer? We did a honey roasted peanut stout that was like, we tried to turn up some peanuts and that had mixed results. Brewed with Skittles before. Vanilla bean, which I guess isn't like that weird, but is like, you know, atypical. That was supposed to be a porter. That didn't really turn out so good. We went big on cinnamon. We did the presidential porter, which was supposed to be George Washington's recipe, which is mostly like dickload of molasses. And you're like, whoa, this tastes like molasses. But, you know, I feel like you could do a roll for brew situation. Maybe once, instead of having three children that I'm responsible for, I have no children I'm responsible for, I'll do that. So I guess hit me up in like 15 years or whatever. God damn, it still sucks. Fuck. What else we got? I should talk about friend of the show, Tim. Tim, if you're listening, my man, I got your email. I'm not ignoring you. It's just that Tyler has not been on since I got your email, and his responses to your email seem like kind of the point of the email. So, once Tyler's dumb ass finally gets back on the show, we will address it. You know, Tyler's dumb ass. All right, so let's take a peek behind the curtain and explain why we are where we are. So, you know, we have the kind of standard rotating set of folks that come on the show. And so last week we had Mary and Zach, who are two of the regulars. The week before we had Emily, who's one of the regulars. And we like to not have them on too frequently. Way back in the day, Boris was on most weeks. And that was good, but we're kind of on a variety-based pattern. So it's me and Tyler and who else? So I asked Boris. He said he was busy, but he wants to be on next week, so look forward to Boris next week. Jed hasn't been on in forever. I've texted him fucking every week, and he's like, oh, maybe next week. No, dumbass. Because he's got Ultimate Frisbee stuff. So, like, Jed's out, Boris is out, Emily's out, Mary's out, Zach's out. That's the crew. So I asked Tyler, hey, you never fucking do anything for this show. Can you book one guest once in your whole life? And he said, oh, actually, it's funny you ask. I am busy. I cannot do it. So I had kind of counted on him to bring person number three, but instead he removed person number two, which is to say himself. So that's why we're doing the Drinking Alone show. Do we have a guest for the Drinking Alone show? Nope. Emily is putting sopapilla bars in the refrigerator, which is appreciated. Yo, you ever have sopapilla bars? Right in. They rule ass. Man, this woman, fucking, when she dies, give her a special headstone or something? What do you do for saints? I don't know. Don't tell me. The dinner she cooked tonight was cheesy gordita crunches, which was something that she made because I said it as a throwaway line when she was making the grocery list. She was like, what do you want to eat this week? And I said, I don't know, cheesy gordita crunch, because everyone loves cheesy gordita crunch. And she made them, and they were fucking good. Better than Taco Bell. I know, don't kill me. And also, she made sopapilla bars, which is Is that even a thing? I don't know. I guess it must be, but it's like, look it up. It's like cinnamon and cream cheese and sugar, and it's so fucking good. Oh, man. So she was just coming down to the basement to put sopapilla bars in the beer fridge because the upstairs fridge is chaos. Okay, another sip. Here we go. Oh, man. Every sip I take feels like maybe this will be the last one. And, oh, man. They just haven't been. I do wonder, though, if by the time I'm done recording, I will be high as fuck. Because that would be cool. Have I done a show high as fuck? Because I usually will have a cannabis soda during Mystery D8 recordings, but I crack them at the beginning, so like I'm getting going by the end, but I'm not like high. But also I'm not like chugging shit, so maybe that'll affect things. I don't actually know. Speaking of D8, all right, listen to this dumb shit. I was already talking about Tyler. I know you're listening. Tyler, look at me. Look at me. Look at me in the eyes with your dumb fucking eyes. Got him. He has dumb eyes. Got him. Sick burn. He wasn't on last week's Bruise Day either for obvious, you know, he's a dipshit type reasons. But also, he's missed two D8 recordings in a row, which means four consecutive podcasting situations he has inconvenienced to me by not showing up. And I hate to play this card, but I have three children and I still managed to show up for these shows, so like, what's your deal, dog? We'll see if he shows up on Thursday. I have a feeling he won't, and also if he does, probably Zach won't, because that's just how Zach is. Another sip, here we go. Fuck! Still haven't finished it. Here it is. Man, this is the worst podcast ever. Tim, write in. Let me know. Another sip. Still no. So, my girls have been watching K-pop Demon Hunters. Are kids their age supposed to be watching that? I don't know. It seems a little violent. But they're really into it, and apparently it's a phenomenon. They also keep requesting the music. The music is fine. I don't really like K-pop. I mean, it's not... The K isn't even relevant. I don't really like pop music broadly. And like, it's like bouncy and fun and dancey and catchy, but I don't know. There's no substance to it, which is, like, broadly my criticism of pop music. Man, that was nothing. But I'm not going to cut it. And now you're seeing that I'm not lying to you. Because if I were going to edit this episode, I would have cut that part out because it sucked. This has to be the last sip. Ugh, nailed it. Great. That was the last sip of the drink that was not the beer that I'm having for the show. And the taste of my mouth is so bad. And I don't have a water or anything down here. So I think the first couple sips of this beer just are not going to taste very good, because I'm going to have to get this taste out of my mouth. Man, it's so thick, though. It looks like extra pulp orange juice. Sound off in the comments how you feel about pulp in your orange juice. I haven't had orange juice in like 12 years or something, but I was always a pulp-free man. Listen, if I wanted to chew my oranges, I would eat an orange. But I know a lot of people like pulp. And this looks very pulpy. Do we have a guest coming down? Barley the dog. Scraps, you want to come on the show? He's just looking at me like I'm an asshole because I haven't fed him yet. It's like an hour before his usual dinner time. Ugh. All right, what else we got for drinking alone? Video games. What games have I been playing? I ran through Spider-Man Miles Morales and Spider-Man 2 for PS5. Those games all fucking ruled. I think in, like, ascending order. Like, they got... Each game was better than the last. But they were very different. Like, Miles Morales was, like, too short. But also was probably the most... stylish? Like, it made me feel the most cool. I had the most moments of, like, feeling like a baller as Spider-Man in the Miles Morales game. But, the storytelling was really good in the second one. Like, which is the third? It's, like, the numbering on it is weird. The third... Spider-Man 2 is the third one, which is stupid. You have a fight... Spoiler alert for Spider-Man 2. You have a fight with MJ as a symbiote. And she's, like, yelling you about how you're selfish. And I lost that fight a lot of times because I'm not very good at video games. And 3Tex was in the room with me. And there's some, like, cheesy lines that you yell at Spider-Man, like, I do respect you. We're equals. And I love you. And, like, when it only comes through once or twice, it's like, this is just a man, like, passionately trying to persuade his significant other that she's meaningful to him. But when you have to hear the same line 8 or 10 times because you keep losing the fight, it's very cheesy. So she's made fun of me for that. And actually, a lot of the symbiote stuff, I feel like, didn't come across so good. Like, I loved all the Kraven the Hunter stuff, but the symbiote stuff was a mixed bag. But, oh man, if they come out with another one of these Spider-Mans, which it seems like they probably will, because that shit must have made Buko bucks, because, like, everyone loves those games. I'll buy the shit out of the next one that comes out. But I've been playing Astro Bot, which is, like, a pretty basic platformer, but like, really well done. I think I won some Game of the Year stuff. I'm not actually sure about that, but I think so. And it's a lot of fun. It's also nice that it's a game that I can play in front of my kids and not, like, feel bad about it, because, like, no one's getting stabbed to death. It's just, like, a funny little robot jumping. But also, I've been meaning to get some retro games, like the PlayStation games of my youth, like Ratchet and Clank and Jack and Daxter and Sly Cooper and that type of thing. I was never a Crash Bandicoot guy, I know, cancel me, drag me in the comments. But I'd like to get some of those games and, let the kids see those, because I do think that there is a real magic to that. Like, PlayStation 2 had such a a renaissance era. Some of those games were so good. Like, people talk about the N64, and I am a big N64 guy. Like, Ocarina of Time, best game ever probably, and like Mario 64, obviously great. DK64, I think, criminally underrated. A lot of those N64 games are really good. But I think that the PlayStation 2 lineup can go toe-to-toe with the N64 lineup in a way that people don't really respect. So I'm looking forward to replaying some of those PS2 games with exactly as bad of graphics, I have to assume. So here's the deal. I ain't got shit all else to say. And I have... We'll call this... 6 to 8 ounces of beer left. You guys don't want to hear me keep talking no more, do you? Should I just finish up here? I'll tell you what, I'll roll for it. I got a d20. Odd means I have to keep talking. Even means I get to wrap up. 11. Okay, what else do I have to say? I talked about a cheesy gordita crunch. Oh, so, like a week ago, I was walking the dogs, and Citra pooped on the ground, which was correct, was ideal, is where she is supposed to poop. And I took a step off the path to go clean up her poop. I stepped on a different dog's poop. And it just... it impressed upon me how unfair the world is. Like, obviously, there is no God. Like, don't be silly. Or, like, a universe with intent. I'm not trying to spin anything like that, but at the same time, it was like, if I had just not cleaned up my dog's poop, I would not have stepped in a poop. But because I did the right thing and cleaned up a poop, I was subjected to a poop. And I'm not like a super violent person, but I would like the person who let their dog poop to be executed. Like, I think they should die. Is that too much? That's too much. I'll cut that. No, I won't, because that's not how this episode works. Speaking of people who should die, what do we think about this whole, like, Trump isn't really alive, he's, it's all a hoax thing? By the time this episode comes out, probably either we'll know that he's dead, or he'll have made a convincing public appearance, but right now, as I'm recording this, we're kind of in a weird state where everyone was like, we haven't seen him in 3 days, is he dead? And then they released pictures of him, but, like, some of those pictures were old, and I was like, well, those are all, like, old or doctored pictures, so he's probably dead. But then there were other, there's videos of him. So, personally, I think probably what happened is he had a stroke or a heart attack or some other, like, big event and was, like, hospital bound for, like, 2 or 3 days. And, like, as soon as he could get up and, like, convincingly shamble around, he did, just to, like, shut people up. But I think and hope that he is almost dead. And I think I talked last week or 2 weeks ago or something about the bottle of Irish I got on the shelf just for him. And it's calling my name. I look forward to it. Okay. I earned another roll. Even. We end the show. Odd. We continue. Rolled a 3. Fuck. Okay. What else is there? The weed has still not hit me. Neither is the beer, really, I don't think. What is the ABV on this bad boy? 8%. So either of them should be hitting me anytime now. What else? Oh, we started the newest and maybe last, probably last, season of Wednesday earlier. And I was like, was this show always this cheesy, cringy, or is it different now? And then also I was like, two of the biggest hotties of my youth, which is to say, Catherine Zeta-Jones and Christina Ricci, were in season one. And oh man, they're such hotties. Even, you know, 15, 20 years past when I fell in love with them, still total hotties. Christina Ricci, spoiler alert, is not in this season, at least so far. There's a lack of older hotties, even though Catherine Zeta-Jones is in the show. But we'll have to see. The hotties may present themselves. Is that the point of that show? Probably not. Man, that sucked. Can we roll again? Let's roll again. Even, we end. Odd, we continue. 12. Bucket. All right. Let's wrap the show up. One last sip to rate. Okay. I had Eagle Parks, Bowie's Spacesuit, Nectaron, Hazy IPA, double dry hopped with Citra, Galaxy, and Nectaron. Nectaron. I didn't know that was a hop varietal, but it does sound like a robot penis. Okay, this beer was fine. It's way too hazy. I don't like a hazy IPA, and this is like as hazy IPA gets. It's like full-on opaque. You know, maximum pulp Tropicana looking shit. But it tasted fine. Like, hoppy, but I would have liked a lot more bitterness. It's not what a hazy IPA wants to do, but I still yearned for it. I honestly wonder if someone who really likes a hazy IPA would think that this rules. So I'm going to give this a 4 and recommend this to lovers of the hazy IPA. Write into the show if you love this, and let's talk about it. I guess. I don't know. Who cares? Shut up. Man, hopefully this is the last ever episode of Drinking Alone. But not the last ever episode of Bruce Day Tuesday podcast. You can connect with all the shit. BruceTuesday.com, at Bruce Day Tuesday, BruceDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. Don't let the Tyler Dryblatt keep you down. And in all likelihood, we will see you next time. Goodbye. Here comes a beer, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine.